The new policy now requires lawyers and witnesses appearing in the provincial and Supreme Courts of British Columbia to not only identify their names, but also their pronouns. Attorney Lisa Nevins, who uses the pronouns they or them and is non-binary, is the co-chair of the Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Community for the Canadian Bar Association. For the past year and a half, Nevins has been introducing himself in court with first and last name followed by pronouns. Nevins says the new regulation is a personal relief and allows the focus not to be on the gender of counsel or witnesses, but the case before the court.
But now that it's becoming the norm, it's quite different because I don't have to stand out anymore in order to make the point. So like everybody else, I can just focus more on what I'm doing in court, which doesn't have anything to do with my gender identity, because I can rest assured that I will be addressed correctly.
The new policy does not impact the BC Court of Appeal. Nevins says it has a different directive that include counsel and mix, spelled MX, as gender-neutral titles, but nothing related to introducing personal pronouns. Craig McCullough, KNKX News, Vancouver, BC.